What's up, everybody? Show number 110 of the Sports Card Show podcast. Thought I'd mix it up there for you right in the beginning because it is the first of the month and we've got some fun things to talk about. First of the month, always maybe the companies out there doing the books right at the end of the month or something, and they change all the release dates. So we have lots of release date changes, especially mainly from Panini. Actually, I think only from Panini. So we'll talk about that in a second. I surfed around on Check Out My Cards, kind of new. I think they've changed their image to ComC, I think is how they want it to be said. And so I surfed around on the website and just kind of had some things that I noticed. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And what else are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about University of Alabama football. Like, I know anything about college football, but we will talk about that set because I think that's kind of interesting. That comes out on October 2nd. And to cap things off on the show, we'll talk briefly about Topps Prime Football, which is the latest football release from Topps. Let's get right into the release date changes from Panini. Panini Certified Football went from October 3rd to October 17th. So you got some more days to save up some cash there. Threads Basketball also went from the 3rd to October 24th. So you got even more. Someone like me, I think that set's going to be nice. Threads Basketball Talk, I think I might have already mentioned a little bit on the show, but I think that set's going to be nice because it has a lot of on-card content in there. It's actually on wood, but they also have those like jersey, those die-cut jersey, team jersey cards that are also signed on card. So you're going to find lots of like Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis and stuff in there. So I think that's going to be, and like Jimmer Fredette even. And so any rookie, Marshawn Brooks, I might try to hunt some of those down. So think that's, and Isaiah Thomas on the Kings, quick, it is October. I don't feel bad talking basketball, right? Quickly talking about basketball right now because it is October and basketball season starts in like 30 days. So I'm really excited, or a little less than that. So I'm really excited. Isaiah Thomas, I know that the Kings are kind of down and out sometimes on Tyreek Evans. And they kind of think he's not maybe the best point guard, but he's kind of one of those tweener players where he can't really play point guard that well. Although I say he can't, he won the Rookie of the Year, but the last couple of years, it just seems like he hasn't been running the team as well from that position. Isaiah Thomas could step right in. I know they've talked about trading Tyreek. He could be a perfect trade candidate. In another situation, I think he could thrive. Maybe there's some other things going on in Sacramento. We'll see. Sacramento's a total mess, but I think I saw Isaiah Thomas autograph selling for about $9. That might be a little high, but I might be a buyer. Once a few more sets come out, I might try to be a buyer. Maybe at least once Threads come out, I might be a buyer of at least one of his autographs because I just think he has still a lot of upside. He's a player that plays with lots of energy, and in a league with guaranteed contracts, when you got a guy that's playing for his millions, that means a lot, especially during an 82-game season. So quickly off my basketball kick, we'll get back to the release dates. Panini Signature Series Baseball got moved from October 24th to November 7th. And Panini Cooperstown Baseball, I know that lots of people have been looking forward to this, got moved from October 10th to the 24th. And Totally Certified Basketball got moved from the end of this month to November 21st, basically a whole month away. So, but once you get one basketball set moved back, they all tend to get pushed back after a while. And it looks like Panini's making some moves on the baseball front. I think today they announced that they're going to have a USA baseball set coming out here very shortly. So you might want to check their blog, paniniamerica.wordpress.com, for that information as well. So I think there's some rumblings here. Don't be surprised if in maybe next year or very shortly you see Topps is not maybe the quote-unquote exclusive manufacturer of baseball cards. I think Panini is positioning themselves here to make a move there. So I think that's what some of these release date changes and some of their new hires. I noticed they're hiring some new people, and I think some of that might be revolving around some upcoming things to come. Well, speaking of things to upcoming on this show, we'll just move right in. I was checking out Check On My Cards, and I guess that's kind of, I don't know what that is. But anyways, I was checking out their features. I guess if you go to comc.com, you get the new site. And if you go to checkoutmycards.com, you get the, quote, old site. Basically, I felt there, if you just like the functionality of the site, there really wasn't much of a difference. There was like a font change and a little bit of style change. I kind of like the pull-down menu, or like you hovered over it on the left and it brought down all the things. And I think they're going to be adding comic books and coins and like complete sets and some other things here in a couple months, I guess. So that pull-down menu will get deeper and you might be able to find other items that you're interested in. But I thought that was kind of cool. There's no book price. I think most people went – some people I know I saw on the forums, and I think Beckett ended up catching wind of it, that a lot of people were going to the site to look up values of their cards because the book value was just displayed there. And I think maybe in the early days when there wasn't as many cards on the site – that it wasn't that big of a deal, but eventually now there's so many cards on the site. It's basically like putting what Beckett Magazine charges. I don't know what they charge, but you know, between probably $5 and $10 and $15 a month is out there for free. So I could definitely see there's a conflict there. And it looks like they worked it out. I've got a free trial. I think my brother knows how much it costs per month. Maybe like, I don't know, 12, 15 bucks, somewhere in that. I'm not 100% sure, but it looks like you can buy it. I clicked a button for a trial. I was trying to figure out how much it costs to see the book values. I think that might be, if you have a lot of, like, if you have a lot of cards on there, I think it definitely certainly could be useful. But as a casual user of the site, if you're one of those people that look there for book values, you might want to try to find a different option or end up paying for it either through the site or go to Beckett directly and sign up for their price guides and stuff like that. Details, let's see. Oh yeah, the details page, like when you search for like Maurice Jones-Drew, or if you're, you know, Joe Flacco or something, the details page was a little bit different. There was like a ticket with the price, and then the quantity was like in a small number down there. The quantity of the cards on the site was in a smaller number. Another thing I noticed was, is oftentimes I would just sort by lowest price and, you know, take a look at if people are selling cards for 10, 15 cents, I sometimes might be interested. And I'd click on it and it would be 35 cents. A 10 cent card would be 35 cents. Well, they have this, I don't even understand it maybe myself fully, but I think my brother tried to explain it maybe on a show, a couple shows ago. 25 cents added is added to, I think, the cards that are originally added on this site or have never been purchased once or whatever, to cover their new shipping model, which is really beneficial to buyers, and I'll get to that in a second. So, in other words, if you list a card for 10 cents on there, and if it's never sold or never sold before, I think it's subject to it. I'm not 100% sure on this. I think the CMC could do a better job. A lot of the details of this is like stuffed in comments on blogs and stuffed in blog posts and not really displayed on main portions of the website. But 25 cents is added, so you want to keep that in mind as a seller. If you're someone like me and I'm listing cards in there and I know that, hey, every card is another 25 cents to the buyer, that's something I want to keep in mind because I want to make sure that I'm still giving a good deal. I'm not trying to rip anybody off. These are just like baseball cards. I'm not trying to gouge anybody, so I just want to keep that in mind, and maybe if you're on the site, you want to keep that in mind. But if you're a buyer, I think this is a really good site now if you're a buyer, especially in large quantities maybe, because it's only $3 and they'll ship it out in 1 week. I didn't see any quantity limit or what. If you need a top loader, it's 20 cents per card. They'll ship it out in 1 day for $4.99. Thought that was a pretty good deal too. And they had some other options there as well, and I believe that included international shipping. So I can imagine, even though some of these effects, like I know instead of charging 20 cents per card now, they're charging 25 cents per card to send one in. Some of these fees hurt sellers, but $3 shipped if I buy 1,000 cards sounds pretty good to me. You know what I mean? So there's still a 20% cash out catch. I think if you get a blowout certificate, it might be a little less than that or equivalent to less than that. And another key for sellers is monthly storage went from 25 to 75. So you can kind of maybe bump the prices up on some of your stuff if you feel like some of the new fees are hitting you in the wallet. Well, that was kind of my rundown. I felt like it wasn't a whole lot different. I kind of like some of the new features. For me, I'm not really in it to, I know that there's some sellers on there that are in it much more financially, where it's something that they're trying to make a profit on, and it might pay some bills, or it might be what they use to pay bills with. And so these kind of fees and stuff and things, changes really affect them. And so I'll let them, I know a lot of them comment on the blogs. It's very entertaining. If you go to check out Mike Ard's blog, if you just go to their homepage, there's a link to their blog somewhere on there. The comments, a lot of people get chime in and really good stuff. You'll get really good insight there. Even if you're just a seller, you get some good insight there, and you get the mindset of some people there. So I thought that was kind of interesting. I check it out usually as much as I can. What was that? That's might be about it in this very first segment. One last thing I wanted to say in this first segment is, no, I'll save that for another time. I actually have a topic here, but we've got things to talk about. We've got University of Alabama. Sorry, I didn't mean to lead into something, but I was actually going to talk about taking a break from your collection, taking a break from collecting if you're not into your team, or if you're not into a certain sport or whatever, or not into the products that are out. So I'll save that for another time, because we're going to come back and we're talking about University of Alabama football. It comes out October 2nd, 2012. And we're also going to talk about 2012 Topps Prime football. So we'll talk about those two sets right after this. Time to roll tide a little bit. I'm not going to act like I know the history of University of Alabama football or do anything about how they're doing, but I know that they have a tremendous fan base that loves the football team because they've been around for a really long time. And so something like this, if you have no interest in University of Alabama football and you don't sell cards, might not have any big deal to you. Maybe your pro football team has a guy that went to Alabama, so you'd be able to get in here and check it out. But for sellers out there, you know, you don't necessarily want to ignore stuff like this. I know Upper Deck products might not be as easy to get your hands on as Panini and Topps and maybe even other Leaf and other brands. But don't necessarily ignore stuff like this, and you got to know where to sell it. It's all going to get sold, or not all of it, but a lot of it is going to get sold right in the state of Alabama. So you want to figure out ways. You could probably set up, like, if you already have a store, this is my recommendation really quick. If you have a store, like an online store, even if you, I think an online store would really work really well with something like this, run a Google ad and a Bing ad and just target people that live in Alabama. And I think you could probably do okay with that. And you could even do Facebook ads, and you could do Twitter ads and do the whole works, but just target people in Alabama, and I think you could sell some of this stuff. 24 packs per box, 8 cards per pack. This is the hobby, and a retail version has 10 packs, basically like a retail blaster, 10 packs and 8 cards per pack. There's a 100 card base set. There's some national championship cards in there. There's the stadium card, but it's pretty much all individual players and stuff like that. And I recognize Trent Richardson, Mark Ingram, Julio Jones, Courtney Upshaw, I think, is a rookie this year. So I recognize some of these guys. Nick Saban, legendary coach, and Ken Stabler's in there. Paul Bear Bryant, another really great coach. And so, yeah, there's lots of different people in here. The autograph cards are 1 in 30 packs. So, there's 24 packs per box. the autographs are that at least the base autographs are not even one per box. So you got Bart Starr in there, and you got lots of interesting players. All Alabama. This is all straight Alabama. So that's the thing you got to realize, that if you're not into Alabama, it's not for you. Retail, it's $19.99 for one of those blasters. My guess is Upper Deck's got enough sense about them that they're shipping 90% of that to Bama country. But there's lots of – I mean, there people travel. People are born there and get educated and then travel to other places, or maybe their parents went there, or they have friends that went there or whatever. So I'm sure it'll sell in other places. But hey, this is a really interesting product. I know that the University of Texas one did okay. I think they had another they did another college as well. There are these University of Alabama patches that are found inside of retail boxes, and they're one per retail boxes, and they're basically like a little pennant, and it has their national championships, and Alabama has several national championships going back to 1925. So they have a tremendous history. They've won a lot of games, and they have tons and tons of players that have gone on to the NFL or just are still really popular. So cool stuff. I'm sure you'll be able to find this if you're a fan of it somewhere, and take advantage of that, because not every college and not every, it'd be great to have a whole Bengals set. It'd be great to have a whole, San Francisco 49ers set or whatever, your favorite team, Chicago Bulls. But it just doesn't happen very often. So when Upper Deck can put out a whole University of Alabama set, and if you're a fan of any of those players, take advantage of that. Moving along into another, getting into pro football, we're going to talk about Topps Prime Football, released September 28-ish, 2012. Hobby boxes have 10 packs, and there's 6 cards per pack, and you'll get about 4 hits per box. You get one auto relic, so, like an auto jersey card, and you get one autograph card, and you get 2 relic cards. There are several redemptions in this product, just like most products, and they expire 8/31/2015. So you want to crack your box, I guess, before then. In terms of the autographs in here, I found that like Robert Griffin III and Andrew Luck weren't necessarily as rare as I had seen in other sets, like Topps Finest, I believe in Topps Platinum as well. They seem to be very, very, very rare. And in this set, a base Robert Griffin III autograph is out of 260, and it looks like Topps, most players are in the either 260 or 286. So he's right in there with everybody else, and Andrew Luck's at a 260. So I think you got a good – it seems like there's more rookies in here. I see like Chris Polk and some guys that might not be in every – like Ryan Lindley and so even Dre Kirkpatrick autographs. I don't necessarily see him in every Topps product as well. So there's some more of them in there, but at least you'll find them, I think, in there. There's also these like level – they have like level 1 through level 5, which are all going to be treated probably very much like rookies as well. Level 1, 2, and I believe 3 are all book cards. And 4 and 5 is what you're going to see a little bit more of. And level 5 is actually the one you're going to see the most of. It's 4 jersey pieces with a sticker autograph. And someone like Robert Griffin III's out of 300 here. And Andrew Luck's out of 300, and that's actually more than some, like A.J. Jenkins out of 250. Mohamed Sanu, my boy, is out of 250. So, but then you have some guys like T.Y. Hilton's out of 700, T.J. Graham's out of 780. And so you have like Michael Agnew of the Dolphins is out of 780. So there's a mixture of some very high print runs that you'll probably see more often in your packs, and there's some lower ones, but at least, at least Robert Griffin III and Andrew Luck aren't more rare than some of the other quarterbacks and the other players. So I think that's kind of nice. Brandon Whedon ended up on a couple. I saw eBay seller sell a Trent Richardson card that has Trent on the front and supposedly Trent's game-worn jersey on there. And they're numbered out of 250, and it had a Brandon Whedon sticker on it. I got to hand it to eBay sellers, man. They catch some of this stuff that I mean, you have to really be, you got to know your stuff. So I hand it to a lot of eBay sellers. They catch things well before anyone else, and obviously before Topps, because Topps didn't catch it. I noticed that there were some cards. These are the ones numbered out of 250, level 5. I noticed there were some that were Brandon Whedon, some that were Trent. It looked like I saw a prime one of one that was Trent. So I don't know how many of these affect, but I think if you have the Brandon Whedon one, it might be more rare. I don't know. Who knows? So, because there was some other mistakes in here as well. There's a Michael James quad jersey card that has AJ Jenkins in the photograph. Looks like they made some mistakes on some of the Niner cards. Michael Crabtree has a quad jersey card with Demaryius Thomas, AJ Green, and Justin Blackmon, but it actually has Frank Gore in the photo. So there was be careful on these. There's these prime relic cards, and I put a picture of it up on our website on the 2012 Topps Prime checklist. There's these cards. I have this Mohamed Sanu picture, and what drew it to me was Mohamed Sanu, and there was a big, not a big, but like a medium size, a swatch of a football. And I was like, oh, that's a cool card. You know, you don't see a football used a lot. But then when you zoom in on the card, it says game-worn jersey along the side. So you just want to be careful with that kind of stuff, because that's like fake jersey artists. That's stuff that just – they jump off the couch and try to buy as many of these cards. And it's a plain football piece in there. So, you know, they'll cut that out and put a prime Bengals NFL logo or whatever in there, and they'll try to sell it for $300. And the card's numbered out of 10, and it says game-worn jersey on the side, so I could see where there could be some confusion there. So you just want to be careful and with your purchases on something like that. And always remember, this is all player from Panini and Topps and everybody, even Upper Deck. It's all player-worn stuff, so don't get try not to get overboard, especially on stuff that's just – I could see if there was Mohamed Sanu's autograph on there. Then, you know, hey, that you're getting his autograph. But this is just a card with a football that he may or may not have touched. As we see, they made mistakes with photos and putting you know, if they can't get Trent Richard – if they put Brandon Whedon's autograph sticker on a Trent Richardson card, you better believe 1,000 and I'll bet all the money – I have on my check on my cards account that you better believe some of these jersey patches are not of who the player is. So those are the things you want to keep in mind with all sets, all brands. But just be careful and, but just have fun too. You know, you don't, and that was maybe what I was going to get into a little bit on the show today was just, you know, sets like this remind me that the cards aren't perfect. The people that make these cards are certainly not high paid. We're not talking about $1 million salary jobs or anything like that. So we're not talking about necessarily the best of the best in terms of it's certainly with a set like this, because there were some mistakes in here that with a little bit of fact checking, you would have been able to catch them. But just be careful with your purchases, and don't necessarily go overboard. I know on eBay it's really tough, or even on Check Out My Cards, you see a card you want and you want to buy it right away. But just always take a step back and say, hey, do I really need this? Maybe I could save my money up and buy a little bit nicer card. And another thing I was going to say on today's show, it's always okay to take a break. Don't feel like you have to be in the game, buying every set, buying every new card, like it's some competition with another collector, or like trying to be the best collector. You can always come in and be the best collector. You know, if Warren Buffett wanted to be the best Michael Jordan collector in the world, everybody would want to sell to him, because his prices, his pockets would be so deep. He would dwarf any other collector out there by a big multiple. So that's the thing you want to focus on, is just have the funds there. And I just go back to reading the thread on blowout cards from sellers that had tips for people, and it's having a bankroll. So even as a collector, that's important as well, is having a little bit of cash there freed up, whether it's be selling some cards that you don't want anymore, or selling some cards that you pulled in a box or that you got somehow in a trade or something. Always have a little bit of cash there, so when the cool cards come out that you really want, you always have a little something there to play with. And you can always take your time. As the season goes on, Cam Newton's doing pretty good. I saw him against Atlanta, but I guarantee you so many people are paying attention to Robert Griffin III and Andrew Luck right now, and even Trent Richardson and some of these other young players, that it's not like Cam Newton's now got to win games and go to the playoffs and play in big moments for his Cards to really, really move up and down significantly, I feel. So, especially on a Panthers team. If he was on a different team with a different fan base, might be a little bit different story. Not that the Panthers have bad fans. When I say teams, that sometimes those teams have the best fans. When you stick by your team through rough times and they haven't had success maybe in a couple years or in a while, those are like the best fans. The fans buying the tickets, those are the people you want to reward as like owners of teams and stuff like that. So hopefully you're not in that boat. I hope you're a fan of championship teams or your teams are doing well. But, hey, it's always fun to just follow your team and hope they do well. I know the Bengals are doing well at 3-1. There's some other teams doing well. I know Charger fans have got a bit feeling pretty good. They look like their record was really nice as well. So there's got to be some people feeling pretty good out there. Well, hopefully this podcast makes you feel pretty good, because it is now officially wrapped up. We don't have much else to talk about. We'll come back very shortly and talk about some other sets that are coming out here very soon. We've got Bowman Chrome Baseball coming out on the 17th of October. Again, Panini Certified Football's on the 17th. Exquisite Basketball, supposedly, on the 16th of October. I don't know. I have no idea if they're going to be able to pull that off at Upper Deck. We'll see. They must have a lot of that stuff done by now if it's going to ship then. So we'll see how that works out. You've got some factory sets, Topps football factory sets. I know there's people that are interested in having the sets. I know a lot of people wanted to buy it for like their kid and save it to them. And some people have been doing it for a long time, maybe themselves. We got football factory sets and baseball factory sets. The holiday version for the baseball is coming out this month as well. So, hey, I think it's an interesting month. October's a really interesting month here. We've got a little bit of basketball, a little bit of football, and a little bit of mix of stuff. Even there's some stuff from Leaf coming out. You can head on over to their website, I'm sure, and check out some information there. And yeah, it's kind of a fun month, I think. This is like a trick-or-treat kind of month. I mean, I think it kind of fits the mold of the month. We got college football sets, we got factory sets, we got the tail end baseball update sets, and we got even Bowman Chrome Baseball and Exquisite Basketball kind of like maybe as a treat there right at the end, and even like Cooperstown Baseball might be kind of a nice one. There's even WWE. There's a little bit of, I'm telling you, there's a little bit of everything in October, and as we close out the month, it should be exciting. That about wraps it up today. Thanks again for tuning in. Hopefully you guys are all doing good out there. Hopefully your collections are going well. Thanks for tuning in. We are out of here.